It's 9:10. Well, we're just about into the weekend, which means many of us will be heading out into the garden. What do we need to do and be on the lookout for? Joining us live this morning, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Heard you warn the other day, Mike, about watering plants in the afternoon in the middle of this high heat.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time and money. As you can imagine, when the heat of the day hits, the plants are physically closed up tight. They're trying to retain water. Sometimes they'll even bend over and look limp and stressed. And this is just a reaction to the heat. They're trying to keep every little bit of moisture tight inside themselves. So if you hit them with water or water them at the base, every part of their cellular structure is trying to reject that water because they'd have to open up, which would expose them to desiccation. So it's a real waste of your time and your water money.
So what would you do then? Would you water them, you know, like root water them at night or early in the morning?
Early in the morning. I hate getting up early. I have always hated getting up early. But I've been up at 6 a.m. and outside every morning, slow watering, moving a hose from bed to garden bed and doing my picking and doing my weeding. And I tell you, by the time 9 o'clock arrives in this heat wave, it feels like the middle of a normal July day. And I go skittering inside like a little mouse after a kitchen light's been turned on.
And I guess it's also important not to cut your grass too short, particularly in weather like this.
Yeah, lawn owners got bollocksed into a box that was almost impossible to get out of. It was wet every day. And then, of course, when it became safe to cut the grass because it was dry, we're in the middle of a dry heat wave when you're not supposed to cut the grass. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. What I did was I waited until yesterday, went out in the late afternoon when it was still brutal. You know, the lawns are still wet in the morning. They're still too wet to mow from the dew, which is good for the plants. I went out late in the day. I cut it. Then the next morning I got up at 5 and turned a sprinkler on, knowing that if the lawn could resuscitate that moisture, it would be first thing in the morning. And I turned it off at 9 when the sun started hitting
the lawn. It explains your grouchiness. For a guy who doesn't like mornings, getting up at 5 and 6 o'clock. Listen, we wanted to ask you about preventing rotten tomatoes. A lot of folks are coming back from their vacations hoping those tomatoes are yielding. And then it looks so promising until you look at the end of the tomato and it's that black stuff.
Oh, they got blossom end rot. They weren't listening to me in the spring. That's when I'm begging people to either save up their eggshells, put crushed eggshells in the planting hole, or get a calcium-rich plant food. Now, calcium's an element, and if there's no calcium in the soil, your tomatoes are going to get blossom end rot. Because it's an element, it's hard to get it into the plant's cellular structure. So if that's happening, they have to go out and get a unique product. There's liquid bone meal you can buy in stores, and they would water that into the soil. Either that, or I would take a chance on crushing up a whole bunch of Tums or other calcium carbonate supplement and running those through a blender until they're totally liquefied and watering that into the soil. It's still going to take a couple weeks to take effect, but your late season tomatoes will likely not have blossom end rot. Calcium at planting time, you'll never see blossom end rot. It'll never happen.
Good luck in your garden this weekend, Mike. Hope you get some sleep too. It's 9:14.